This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the phone, our fortnightly guest, yep. Reviewer, film reviewer. We've got Stephen A. Russell on the phone with us. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Hello, boys. And can I just say that I am a massive Pet Shop Boys fan.
Oh, are you? I didn't know that, Stephen. Oh, I like you even more now.
Do you know what? I think this is a total segue, but I also think they are like responsible for the two best covers that have ever been done in Where the Streets Have No Name.
Yes.
And also in Always on My Mind as well. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they have done some great covers. And what I also love, you know, like how they, sort of do mixes for other people, like The Killers and Lady Gaga, and how they, turned Dusty Springfield's career around with What Have I Done to Deserve This, and then the album they did after that with Liza Minnelli. Yeah. So, you know, they've really been out there and achieved some extraordinary stuff. Yeah.
And they pop up in quite a lot of films, actually, you know. They're always good for a power moment.
Yes, they are, aren't they? Because we did talk about that a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Because there's a connection with that, with the new It's a Sin.
Well, the It's a Sin is actually from the Pet Shop Boys.
The name comes from them. Yeah. Exactly. So.
Yeah.
So what's happening in movie world?
I know, we probably should at some point talk about movies.
Well, especially now, since aren't we going back to 100% capacity now, I think, aren't we, in cinemas?
Well, exactly. Cinema is back in a big way in Melbourne, which is a joy. And what the first film I think you should all run to see is an incredible Australian documentary called Firestarter, The Story of Bangarra.
I don't know if you guys saw that.
So look, Bangarra, they've been around since 1989. They're, eminent First Nations-led, dance company in Sydney that have conquered the world, really. They've travelled everywhere, and they have such a fascinating history because, right from the very beginning, they were sort of there. It's part of the fabric of so many historical moments. They were literally the warm-up act for then Prime Minister Keating when he went on to make the Redfern speech.
Yep.
And artistic director Stephen Page, he co-directed the Sydney Olympics opening ceremony, which blew the world away. So look, this is a really gorgeously put together documentary that really traces their sort of triumphs, but it also looks at the personal tragedies behind. I don't want to say too much, but Stephen, he was kind of part of a triumvirate with his brothers Russell and David, and the family really went through an awful lot in the background, which, it's been a rocky road for the company, and this just beautiful film by director Wayne Blair, who did The Sapphires, and Nell Minchin. And Nell Minchin, who's the sister of Tim, and she did theatrical documentaries, Matilda and Me and Making Muriel. So they kind of work really hand in hand together to tell this incredible story of Bangarra. That documentary is Firestarter. 5 stars for me, boys.
Oh, wow. So rush out now, people, and see.
So that's showing now, is it, Stephen?
Yeah, showing now.
Okay. That's in cinemas right now. You can run straight out, literally after this. Do you know what? I also adored Minari, which is a really, it's up for a Golden Globe, which is kind of weird because it's basically from a Korean-American writer-director, Lee Isaac Chung. Now, he speaks English. The film is about a Korean immigrant family, but it's set in Arkansas. So it's kind of randomly been nominated for Best Motion Picture Foreign Language at the Globes, which kind of caused a bit of a stir. It is predominantly in Korean, but it's very much a story set in, very, very iconic part of America.
Okay.
And the idea is really simple. It's the Walking Dead star, Steven Yeun, is a young father. And he, his wife, and their two kids, he kind of takes them rather reluctantly to a trailer in the back of Beyond in Arkansas because he wants to set up a farm that will specialize in Korean vegetables and make a better life for his family. Now, his wife is not entirely best pleased about this plan, but his gorgeous little son, who is played by adorable young actor Alan Kim, 6 years old, is an absolute scene stealer. He is a dream. And also they got Korean megastar Yoo Jung Young, who's also known as YJ. Now, she basically plays the wrestling-loving, card-playing granny, who is such a cheeky scene stealer. This film's really beautiful. It's an American... It's a story about the American dream, but from a different perspective.
Okay.
You know, Korean-American.
Right.
I love it. Minari, 4.5 stars.
Right. Wow. There you go. Well, you see, like the Koreans, was it last year or the year before where they won the Academy Award for Best Film?
It was last year.
Was it last year, was it?
Yeah. Parasite took out Best Picture. Mm. The delight of me. Also, boys, there's another chance to see No Man's Land. It went out in Boxing Day, but it's back for a second run, which is kind of weird. Frances McDormand, you know, two-time Oscar winner for Fargo, 3 Billboards. She plays someone who basically is a free spirit going, you know, she lost her husband. She's off in a caravan, going around America, picking up odd jobs. This is a beautiful film from Chloe Zhao. And what she does is she interviews real people and casts them in her film. So other than Frances McDormand and one other actor who you'll recognize who pops up, it's mostly the real people living this life. So it just has a real authenticity to it and a quiet beauty. And it's all about how, I guess, people take different paths to heal, you know?
Mm.
I'm giving that 4.5 as well.
And what's that one called? What's that one called again?
Nomadland. These are all in the cinema now.
Right. Okay. Nomad.
Very quickly. I know we're going to run out of time, but I just want to tell you this one documentary because I know you boys will adore it. It's called The Truffle Hunters.
Oh, yes. Now I have so many people I know have been going to see this. And I'm so pleased you're speaking about it because I did see it reviewed the other day. So tell us, what's it like?
Look, it's absolutely lush. It's basically a documentary looking at the rare world of, you know, truffle producers and the doggies that help them. You know, it's these octogenarian Italian dudes in lush northern Italy and Piedmont. You know, going about their kind of really unique job. And if you love films about food, scenery, gorgeous oldies, pups, this is just an absolute dream. Like it's just everything. It must be seen on a big screen. It's rare I'd say that with a documentary, but this is literally gorgeous. And it's produced by the director of Call Me by Your Name, Ludwig Vladimir.
Ah,
so, okay. Another gorgeous one. I'm going to throw out 4 stars for that too.
Oh, wow. Wow. Do you know what? I always find the whole truffle story just so fascinating. How in the hell did they come across the truffle? Because it was pigs originally, wasn't it, that used to...
I know, it's normally pigs.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of dogs involved here as
But it's
usually pigs.
And yeah, like because it looks like a little turd, you know, like because you think, so how did it end up being this dead? Like, you know, like that people, you know, killed
thousands for. Exactly,
you know? I know, but as soon as you put that stuff in butter and then put it over pasta, oh my goodness!
Yeah, oh yeah. I actually went to a dinner a couple of years ago where every course had truffle in it, and a lot of pasta, but it was. I thought, I'm not sure about this, but it was absolutely delicious. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, David, you need to go and see this because it will leave you hungry, but your soul well fed.
Fantastic. And Italy is such a beautiful countryside, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, I think my job is just on my lap the entire time.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks so much, Stephen. Always great to hear
what
you've been seeing at the movies. All right. Speak to you in a fortnight's time.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.